phone, but right now I have Shirley Smith sitting in front of me, and we're going to talk about a really, what I find is a really, really tough topic for people. Just after having a baby, going back to work again, people feel sort of, there's lots of emotions they feel. They feel guilty. They feel nobody's going to be able to look after the baby like they can. They feel, how am I going to do work? I can't even remember what we do at work. There's all these sort of things going on, isn't there?
There is. And I suppose the other thing is, it can be a positive thing. Like, you can be looking forward to actually adult conversation as well. So there's a right mix of feelings, and it can feel like a roller coaster depending on the minute you're in and the thoughts that pass through your mind. I mean, having a baby in itself is a very life-changing experience, and it's lovely, and you've spent time bonding with baby and getting into routine with baby, and you know that in itself has been a lot to take on. So then to add going back to work into the mix can feel a little bit overwhelming. So today we're hoping to do just some tips and ideas, very practical, about things to consider when you're going back to work.
Okay, and I, as I said, I've known people who've gone through this and they're dreading it and they're absolutely hating it and they're trying to stay as long. But not everybody can stay, you know, not everybody can take all the supports that are available. Not everybody can take unpaid leave, etc., etc. Some can, some can't. So it's difficult almost for everybody, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Every situation is as unique as the parent and baby that's heading back, that's facing into going back to work. So and everybody's family circumstances are different, and you know, social supports are different. So it really, I'm hoping just to cover most of that today, like just, you know, considering everybody's differing needs, what are the basics that are going to help with getting back to work.
And what are the basics? Is it sort of planning it, or, you know, can you actually plan it as such?
There are certain things there, absolutely. And I think the key to success really is planning as much as you can in advance. So the first tip I'd give is to choose the right time for you. So for every parent, that's different. Some parents don't take unpaid leave, while others avail of all the leave they can take to have as much time at home. For you, maybe heading back to work is financial reasons, and you might feel that going back to work isn't really a choice, it's something you have to do to live. And if you're feeling this way, talk to family and friends. Whilst they can't change the situation, I do feel that it's good to express how you're feeling and have somebody really hear you, you know. And yeah, and if they don't feel that they can talk to family and friends about it, they can definitely pop in and see me and have a chat about it. But I think having another human being kind of acknowledge how tough that is a good thing. So the first thing I'd say, though, really is the planning ahead part. So what can I plan? Like what? Like how much can I plan when baby is, their routine is still all over the place, do you know? And I still don't know which way is up some days. So a key part to success is planning as much as you can in as far advance as you can. So obviously the biggest one is finding childcare that you feel you're happy with. And that's a big factor to how happy you're going to feel when you're away from baby at work. So spend time, like I'm talking months in advance, finding the right childcare.
But can we just stop it there for a second? Because it's not always easy, especially in the present climate. Lots of childcare places have shut down. It's hard to find somebody. Where do you even start looking?
Yeah, so you can ask other parents in the locality for their recommendations. And if you're unsure of childcare options in the area, you can contact Cork County Childcare Committee to seek advice. So they are a government-funded agency who have a full list of the childcare options open to you in this area, as well as really good tips and guidance on how to choose a childcare that best fits your needs. And Cork County Childcare can be contacted on 021 431 0500. Or you can Google Cork County Childcare and look at their resources online. The next thing, I suppose, in planning ahead is it's really good to ask for help. So it's a good idea to talk with your partner or support network about what would be helpful. talking about things like the division of household chores, prepping baby's bag in advance, and making a list of what the bag needs to contain. I suppose many of us think that, you know, if we're sharing a household, say you're co-parenting, and if we're sharing the household, well, they've seen what baby's routine is. But when you're in a stress, arguments start when the communication isn't very clear. So it's really good to put out, write out the routine that you want to have, and what kind of things need to go in the bag, so that you're not leaving these things to chance. And if it's a partner or a friend, on a day that you're sick and they're trying to gather all this stuff up so the baby still has a good day, at least you will feel secure knowing that there's a list there that they can follow. And they may need to follow the list or not need to follow the list, but at least it's there. Discussing who will drop and collect baby, it may not always be possible for that to be you. So you can ask them to assist with this, asking friends or a partner. Ideally, you need two people that you can turn to, and make sure to inform the childcare of their contact details and your consent to them collecting baby on your behalf. And availing of this help will take the stress out of situations and help you find balance. So if you're running late from work, you've got a plan B. So that's the kind of help to ask for. The next thing is to be flexible. So many parents ask employers for flexible hours or changes to their hours before returning to work. And don't feel shy about exploring this with your employer. And I would say, don't feel shy about asking, even if they don't make it explicit in their policies and procedures. Still ask. And again, it's going to benefit you and the workplace if you have these conversations in advance of going back, and as far in advance as you can. Because the more notice you give an employer, the better chances they have to be able to accommodate your needs.
So I know, but it's hard to even know what your own, if you're the mother going back, what your flexible hours would be ideal for you. Do you know what I mean? It must be hard just even for the mother to figure out, well, what would be ideal? What hours would be ideal?
But sometimes, you know, based on your help, you know that you don't have childcare for an afternoon. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So there might
yeah.
be certain things that you do know in advance. But having those chats, can I have flexible hours? Can I have a change to the hours I had before I went on mat leave? You know, having those kind of, asking those questions to your employer in advance is a really good idea, even if they don't list that that's something that they're open to in their policies and procedures or in any written communication you've had from them. It's still good to ask. The next thing is to know your rights. Like checking out the policies and leave that you can take from your employer in advance. So asking things like breast pumping breaks if you have breastfed, what leave you can take if your child is sick, and when you need, say if you need to leave work to collect them. And don't forget to look up statutory legal entitlements, which every parent in the country is entitled to. And you can check those out on Citizens Information website, and or you can email the YAWL Citizens Information at yawl@citinfo.ie. And they'll be happy to answer.
Yeah, and you can ring them, and they're absolutely brilliant, because we Jackie Popova comes on the program here every now and then, and she's great on people's rights, and she'll always take phone calls on that.
Yeah,
sort of stuff.
Exactly. So, it's good to be, you know, forearmed is always forewarned. So, kind of like educate yourself on what are your statutory leave entitlements. And then lastly, the really practical tips that are going to be helpful. Taking time to familiarise baby with your childminder or childcare, and try out different drop-off scenarios. Test your morning routine from getting ready to work to taking your little one to childcare, and even squeezing in that all-important cup of coffee. Like, so really do a couple of dry runs, because what you'll find is, you might think, oh, it'll be grand because baby wakes at 7 a.m. So that's going to give me enough time to get out the door, you know, get baby to childcare and get to work. But the week that you're going back to work, baby might have decided that they're snoozing, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really important to kind of get that trial run in So it gives you a really good sense of what traffic's like at that time of the morning, what it's like for you and baby to get ready in the morning, and how long it actually takes you. So how long, when do you need to start your wake up, get ready time? Before you get baby ready, you know, to kind of, because you'll have a good idea if you've done trial runs of it.
And that's, it's still difficult enough, because if they're anything like me, you put things on the long finger and you're dreading going back. So the last thing you want to do is practice going back in a way. But it's a great idea.
It honestly will take the stress out of it and help you to be successful on your first day. If you're nursing, I'd say consider adding in a pumping session to this trial period. And the goal is to get a realistic preview of what's to come and prepare both yourself and your child for the big return. It's like a dress rehearsal for the real deal, really. Write out to-do lists before and after the trial run. So you might write out a to-do list of what your morning routine is going to look like, or what you need to pack into the car before you leave. One of the things that I used to do was put a post-it on my front door of all the things that I needed to have in my hand, not just baby, before I left the house. And I found that really invaluable, because obviously baby is your world. And when you're stressed, you can forget stuff. So like my work bag, you know, work mobile phone, work keys, whatever it was that I needed, I would have on a post-it at the front door, and it would be just the last thing I see before I go out the door, and remind me if there was anything I had forgotten. So little things like that, whatever's going to help you, that was something that helped me, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help everybody. But little things like that can really help. And then after you've done the trial run, you might realise there's more things I need to add to that, you know, to my list, or I need to change up my routine. So if you do one beforehand, what you think it's going to look like, and then do one afterwards, review it like, and make changes to what it actually looks like, that's really going to help too, because you've got more experience of what it's going to look out like.
I can just see that list now. Don't forget to bring the phone. Don't forget to bring the baby.
Yeah, but those kind of things really do help, you know. It also means that anyone in your support system can follow the plan should you not be on hand every day, or even if you're ill. So we might think that people know our routine or know how to do this, but if you have to-do lists there, you're not going to stress about it, even if they are competent and know what they're doing. You're not going to stress because you know there's a list there so they can follow that. Prep your work clothes and baby's work and baby's clothes for the week, laying them out the night before. And these are all great should you or baby not have the best night's sleep. So baby may still not be sleeping all night when you go back to work, and that's just a reality. But if you're able to kind of set aside or organise your clothes, your outfits and baby's outfits for the week, if you've had a disaster night, at least when you get up in the morning and you're still tired, you know that you feel right for the day, because you look right. Prepping and freezing some meals on your days off will also help on the days where it all seems too much or baby needs extra cuddles when you get home.
Yeah, that's a great idea, isn't it? Just a go-to that it's there. I don't feel like preparing a meal right now. I couldn't face into it. Get it out of the freezer.
And you know it's home-cooked and it's, you know, it's not junk, and you know, it's, so that's all good. The next big one is organise and declutter you and baby's wardrobe. There is nothing worse than your partner or friend struggling to find clothes that fit baby in a hurry if you need the extra help. It also means your wardrobe has outfits that are suitable for work and home, and you can plan your wardrobe, taking the stress out of getting dressed in the mornings when life is hectic.
I am sure that creches and places like that can identify babies who come in whose daddies have dressed them.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, if your child,
it's always obvious that nothing matches.
And that's okay. Like, the thing is that the clothes fit, and you know, the matching is not the end of the world, but that they're fit, that they fit, and that they're weather appropriate.
Yeah.
They're the key kind of bits. But often we can forget about that and have small baby stuff in, and our baby's now 6 months and we just haven't cleared them out yet. So I'd say take them out, and then you'll know that everything in the drawers are something that will fit baby. And the very last thing is, don't forget to mind yourself. You know, self-care is really important, particularly in these early parenting journeys. And you might think, I haven't time to bless But even taking a shower with your favourite scented shower gel can be self-care in those moments. But just take breath, you know, and restock. In the all area, so in this area, there is the Baby Bump and Me group. They're a WhatsApp group, and they're full of parents who are on exactly the journey you're on. So you can ask anything, you know, and chat and get support from them. And if anybody's interested in joining this group, they can give me a ring on 086-047-1060 or even send me a text. And I'll help them link in with the WhatsApp group, because they're not linked to any organisation. They're just a group of parents who are either expecting or have a baby up to the age of one.
Yeah, and it's a great support network, because you often find, I certainly over the years found that some of the sort of best friends we made were people who had babies the same age at the same time, and they stay as friends for life, you know. So, and a support group like that is absolutely brilliant.
And
for
if
people.
You have a question, you can pop it in the WhatsApp group, and you know that somebody who is on the journey with you can say, "This is what I've tried."
Yeah.
Or support you when you feel like you want to just cry about
That's
whole idea, you know.
And be totally non-judgmental either.
Yeah,
they just,
exactly.
We're just here to help.
If you'd like to chat with me one-on-one even, to figure out your particular needs about getting back to work following baby, I'm available every Tuesday morning at the Parent Drop-In Clinic, and you don't need any appointment, and we're across the road from Aldi's.
That's brilliant. No, that's absolutely fabulous. No, and people can drop in, and people do drop into you, I know. And the WhatsApp group is particularly good.
Yeah, yeah. And just, you know, take all the help you can get. Like, it's when advice is free, it's not going to cost you anything but your time.
Absolutely. Shirley, as always, thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you.